Chapter 10. Hi, everyone. It's Jane B. again, reporting for Evanston Elementary. Jane stood on the rocks next to the Lucky Star, holding her camera out in front of her. The sun was just coming up and the others were all still asleep. But she'd been awake for hours, scratching her bug bites and trying not to think about how thirsty she was. It was a surprise when she'd found the camera in one piece after the crash. Jane knew it was waterproof, but apparently this one's shipwreck-proof. The battery still had most of its charge, so there was plenty of time to work on a report if she wanted. Today is June 30th, and it was supposed to be the sixth day of our trip, she continued. I kind of skipped a day yesterday, but let me show you why. She moved the camera sideways now to take in the huge hole in the side of the boat. It looked like a giant had taken a bite right out of it. That's the boat we were sailing on until we crashed here, she said. We don't even know where we are exactly. I'm just calling it Nowhere Island for now. These rocks, where I'm standing, are Dead Man's Shelf. And up there, she leaned way back to show the place at the top of the cliffs where they'd built the signal fire. That's Lookout Point. Oh, and over here is Benson Diaz Beach. See? The names were just something she'd thought up lying in her bunk, wide awake most of the night. Later, if she could find some dry paper and a pen, she'd start making a real map, too. Jane, what are you doing down there? Vanessa called out from the desk. She'd just come outside, still looking sleepy, but her dark hair was pulled neatly off her face in a short ponytail, and she'd put on clean shorts and a t-shirt. She looked ready for business. For some reason, Jane felt embarrassed. I was just working on my report, she said. Vanessa gave her a look. The same one adults did sometimes. It was a confused sort of smile, like maybe Jane was too smart for her own good. You can work on that later, she said. Come on up. I want to have a family meeting. About what? Jane asked. Vanessa shrugged, like it should be obvious. Everything, she said. In the cockpit of the Lucky Star, Vanessa set out the last can of fruit cocktail, half a bag of marshmallows and four spoons. There was still a full jar of peanut butter and some canned chili and beef stew they could eat, but for now it seemed like a good idea to stay away from anything that might make them even thirstier. Why do we have to have a family meeting? Carter wanted to know right away. Because we have to figure out what to do today. And who's going to do it, Vanessa said. We don't need a meeting for that. We can talk while we're looking for water. That's like the world's biggest duh to me. You're a big duh, Vanessa thought, but she held her tongue. There had been enough fighting the night before. Carter hadn't said a word when he came back to the boat, but he'd obviously been crying. Now she couldn't help thinking about what her dad would say about all this. Work it out. Every time there was a disagreement in the new house about computer time, or who got which bedroom, or whether someone had taken something that wasn't theirs, it was always the same. You don't have to love everything about one another, but you do have to figure out how to get along. We're one family now, not two. So work it out. We definitely need water, Vanessa agreed, but I've been thinking about that solar panel too. She pointed over to where the broken panel was sitting face down on the deck. If we can get the satellite phone charged up again, we could make another call. Carter looked at her like she was speaking Russian. Are you serious? When was the last time you hooked up a solar panel? Never, she told him, but I'm good with stuff like that. It's true, Buzz said, she is. It wasn't like she knew for a fact that she could do it, but it was worth a shot. The back of the panel had only a few wires sticking out of it. Maybe it wouldn't be that hard. Hello? Is anyone besides me really thirsty? Carter asked. We don't need four people to look for water, Vanessa pointed out. We can get more done if we split up. I think we should stick together, Jane said. I think we should stop talking about everything and start doing, Carter said. Hey, and where are we supposed to go number two anyway? Buzz asked. Vanessa felt like she was ready to scream. This meeting was going downhill fast. Come on, you guys, she said. We have to make some decisions. Let's just take a vote, okay? But Carter was already on his feet. I vote I'm going to look for water so we don't all die of dehydration. Jane, you can come with me if you want. Jane looked at Vanessa. Fine, Vanessa said. In fact, she realized they both wanted the same things anyway. Water, rescue, and a little time apart from one another. So much for their family meeting. Let's just get to work, she said.